Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for November 19th, 2023 is based on Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 to 46. This week, we welcome a guest preacher, Pastor Larry Donner.
An introduction to the first reading. In this passage, God is praised for revealing ultimate divine power in raising Jesus from the dead. The resurrected, exalted Christ is Lord of both the church and the entire universe now and in the age to come. A reading from 1 Ephesians. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints. And for this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you. What are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, the 25th chapter. Jesus said to the disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people from one another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand and the goats at his left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, 'Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him, 'Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it when we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?' And the king will answer them, 'Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me.' Then he will say to those at his left hand, 'You that are accursed, depart from me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not give me clothing. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me.' Then they also will answer, 'Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not take care of you?' Then he will answer them, 'Truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me.' And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. The gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, this 25th chapter of Matthew includes this parable about a day of judgment, the day when the Son of Man will come in his glory. Did you notice in the parable how surprised everyone is? The sheep are surprised. The goats are surprised. Everyone's surprised. A pastor by the name of Van Hurst tells about sitting on his living room floor reading a book when his little four-year-old daughter came running in holding a tube of flavored chapstick. "Do you want some?" she asked. "Oh, of course I do," he replied. So he'd spread that soft balm on his lips while continuing to read his book. And he discovered it was an extremely sour chapstick, but it felt good. And so he put another generous layer on his lips. Just as his wife came calling their daughter, "Courtney, what did you do with my glue stick?" Surprise! And that's kind of the picture that Jesus gives us for those last days, that day of judgment. All the people are surprised. The sheep don't understand what they've done to deserve such an honor, and the goats don't understand why they're being guided towards an eternal fire. In fact, you can almost hear their complaints. "Hey, Jesus, there must be some mistake here. I'm in the wrong place. I should be on the right side with the sheep, yeah?" And Jesus replies to their complaint, "I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger and you did not welcome me, naked and you gave me no clothing, sick and in prison and you did not visit me." And the goats ask, "But when? When did we see you hungry or thirsty or naked or sick and in prison?" And Christ replies, "Just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me." Surprise. Throughout his gospel, Matthew has been talking about God's righteousness, which may be better translated as God's justice. And in fact, you could translate one of Jesus' Beatitudes as, "Blessed are those who hunger for justice." Believers long for, strive for, and participate in this justice. Jesus died to make this justice happen on earth, to bring God's kingdom to us. But you need to realize that the kingdom of God is not a place. It is a condition. It is a condition. It is living under the rule, under the authority, under the reign of God, and working to fulfill his justice. But what do we mean by justice? Or the kingdom of God, for that matter? Or such things as loving your neighbor or having oil in your lamps, Jesus being our king? Well, Matthew knew, as Jesus certainly did, that we often make things complicated that are not complicated. So in this final section of Matthew's gospel, Jesus gets right down to the basics. He says, if you want it put simply, here it is. My kingdom, God's justice, is about feeding the hungry, giving water to the thirsty, welcoming the stranger, clothing the naked, caring for the sick, visiting those who are in prison. It's so simple, it's almost insulting. And to add to the insult, the list is repeated 4 times in just 10 verses, just in case we miss the point. Where else in the Bible do you see something repeated four times in 10 verses? Nowhere. Nowhere else in the sayings of Jesus do we find this detailed description of the last judgment. And there it is put very simply, sheep and goats. You don't have to sift through volumes of theology to get at the meaning of what the kingdom is about. It's so simple, we can easily miss it. What God wants from us is to love our neighbor. What the righteousness, the justice of God is about, is helping people who are in need. The church's mission is to reorder relationships and resources so those on the bottom rung, those who are forgotten in this world, can be included in the blessings of creation. The kingdom is about people helping people. It's about loving God, and loving God by helping bring healing and harmony where there's hurt and discord. It's simple. But it's not easy. And it's not easy because there are many forces around us that make it difficult. Greed can make it difficult. Cultural and economic values can make it difficult. Structural systems and accepted traditions can make it difficult. Misguided theology and false teaching make it difficult. Idols of worship, misdirected allegiances, ignorance, misinformation, the lust for power, status, and control, they all make it difficult. Just check the daily news if you want to see some explicit examples of all that. So it may sound simple to feed hungry people or to welcome strangers, and it is, but it is not easy. And in truth, the cross is our constant reminder that to love one's neighbor is not always easy or well received. A Methodist missionary, E. Stanley Jones, told about a Hindu who converted to Christianity and came to live at an ashram that Stanley and some others had founded in India. This Hindu had been a part of India's upper caste, if you're familiar with their caste order there. Nevertheless, everyone in the ashram was expected to participate in the community chores, including the cleaning of the latrines. But this former Hindu, high caste Hindu, didn't want to do it, claiming that a job like that was beneath him. When Jones insisted that in Christ there are no unsuitable tasks and that those converted to his lordship should have no trouble cleaning latrines, the Indian responded, "Brother Stanley, I'm converted, but not converted that far." See, that's the problem oftentimes, isn't it? We are converted, but not that far. Well, compare that man's attitude to a nun who worked with Mother Teresa. One day, Mother Teresa saw this nun all smiley-faced, filled with joy, and she asked the good sister why she was so happy. And this little nun explained that she had come across an old man who had fallen into a drain and he had been stuck there for quite some time. He was covered with filth and with maggots. So the good sister cleaned the man up, took care of his open wounds, and as she was doing this, she said something surprising happened. She had this surprised realization. She said, "As I did this, I knew that I was touching the body of Christ." The sheep in the parable were surprised that they had pleased the Lord, and just as much as the goats were surprised that they displeased the Lord. "When did we see you and minister to you?" the sheep asked. And the answer was, "When you did it to the least of these, well, surprise, you did it to me." And I think we are often like those sheep, unaware of how our actions minister to Jesus. But guess what? The last time you did something kind to someone who could not return the favor, you also did it to the Lord. Surprise! When asked how she could minister to people who had such horrid illnesses, Mother Teresa replied, "I just pretend that they are Jesus." And it was because of that attitude that made Mother Teresa look for as many people to help as possible. Again, every time you do something that helps those who cannot help themselves, you are ministering to Jesus himself. There was a constant parade of people who used to come to my former church down in Kenwood asking for help. I didn't have to go out looking for them. They came to us because they knew that my church had a reputation for helping people. The church down the street wouldn't help me, one woman said to me one day, but they told me to come here because you do help people. There was one lady in particular who showed up on a regular basis. I think she was the most persistent person I ever encountered in my life. I helped her with food, with rent money and utility payments, and Lord knows she needed that help and more. She wasn't shy about asking for help either. She asked for clothing and food for her nephews, medicine for her neighbor, a car for her daughter, and even a TV antenna for herself. Now, I realized that I could not fix her life, and I could not always help her. In fact, sometimes I shouldn't even try. As I told her, if it was a choice between giving a TV antenna to her and giving food to someone else, guess who's going to get helped, right? But I confess that she just drove me batty with all her constant pleas for assistance. But you know what I think? I think God put this woman into my life so that I would have to struggle with what it meant to be a sheep or a goat, with what being under the rule of Jesus the King really meant to me. I would hope that those in charge of the government, you know, those who make the laws and spend the really big money, also ask what it means to be under the rule of King Jesus. Just imagine how that might affect the people now living in Gaza and Israel, or people trapped in poverty right here in Lebanon. But most of us are not in charge of much other than our own lives. So our impact on the needs of the world will likely be small and one-on-one, not that impressive. A little bit of food for a hungry beggar, perhaps. An hour spent visiting some afternoon. Maybe a note of sympathy written to someone who's grieving. And yet, I know that my life has been made infinitely more livable through a multitude of such small gestures like that. Think how much more such small acts of kindness mean to those who are in great need. The person who is genuinely hungry can tell us a thing or two about the miraculous gift to be had in something as small as a peanut butter sandwich. The person who's not had a single visitor in a whole year of life in a nursing home could tell how a surprise visit by someone, even for just an hour, was life-changing. My wife, sitting back there, could tell you how cards and other little gestures of support that she received after being diagnosed with cancer were absolutely life-giving. The sheep in the parable didn't really know the good they had done. All their acts just seemed so small, so inconsequential. One could imagine them saying, "Oh Lord, all I did was volunteer for a couple of hours a week at the local hospital. I mean, that's all. I don't remember ever seeing you there." We expect to encounter Jesus in all the grand and glorious things, and we certainly may. But surprise, I'm here to tell you that Jesus is definitely to be found in the giving of a cup of water, in the unexpected visit, in the sandwich passed over the counter. We know this king we celebrate today, and we know his nature, how he gave everything to make us his sheep. Now our job is to be a credit to him and to help work for his kingdom. And his kingdom takes shape through an infinite number of small acts of love that help bend this world into what God intends it to be. And so when the king comes in all his glory, and when all the peoples of the world are arrayed around him, and when it's our time to at last stand before the judgment, what will that king ask us? Did you feed those who were hungry? Did you reach out to the unloved and the unlovable? I trust we might say something like, ah, it was nothing. But surprise again, in the judgment of the king, those little things you did were a sign, were visible sign of God's kingdom breaking into this world, and evidence that Jesus is your king. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.